As the drought and tough winter are coming to an end and livestock prices are rising, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup is here to bring you up-to-date news of agriculture, livestock sales, and a classified ad section for you to find what you need and sell what you don't. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. To place an ad or subscribe to the weekly newspaper, call 800-967-1647 or visit us at WILR.net. Thank you.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
Yeah, absolutely, and you deserve it.
Have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, betcha. Let's have some music from the Rifters.
Oh, please.
Yeah, good stuff here. She never spoke Spanish to me.
I met her in old Mexico. She was laughing, sad and young, in a smoky room where no one could see. Favorite poets all agree, Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish. She was born in Monterey. All the Christmas songs were sung. The padre knew what she'd grow up to be. Saints and sinners all agree, Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish. Like a lion screaming in a jungle, she never fooled with what she couldn't see. She talked to all the shadows in her bungalow, but she never spoke Spanish. Got guns no one can see. After that, and we both agree, Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish to me. I left her in old Mexico. She was laughing, sad and young, in a smoky room where no one could see. Favorite poets all agree Spanish is a loving tongue, but she never spoke Spanish to me. No, she never spoke Spanish to me.
Oh yeah, good stuff there with Rod Taylor on the lead vocals. Oh man, I like his voice.
Oh yeah.
Man, he sings well.
Good stuff.
I love it.
Yeah.
You bet. Yep. Well,
Now.
Regional lingo.
Yeah. Flowers.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Yeah.
Tell them about flowers.
Well, good old boy from Texas had a flat tire.
Yeah.
And so he pulls over and he starts gathering flowers.
Yeah.
And, you know, staking them out along the highway there.
Sure.
Highway patrolman comes up and says, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm going to fix this here flat tire.
Yeah.
And the instructions on the manual says to put flowers out.
Put flowers out. And,
yeah. So he put flowers out
instead of flares. He put flowers.
Flowers.
Yeah. You know, people make fun of the way I say things.
Oh, yeah.
All the time as well. It's kind of that. All right, it can kind of go back to that whole Spanglish thing, you know.
There you go. Yeah.
Little mixture of Spanish and English. Mm-hmm, and well, and we've got a lot of different ethnicities.
We do, yeah.
In our country.
Yeah, Heinz 57, yeah.
You know, anytime you go down to Louisiana.
Oh, man. Right?
So now I made sure that I pronounced that correctly.
Louisiana.
No, it's Louisiana. It's Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I have, for my whole life, always pronounced it Louisiana, yeah. But you get in trouble if you say Louisiana down there.
You kind of do, yeah.
Or they give you one of those sideways looks.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not from around here, are you?
You ain't from around here, are you, son? Yeah, exactly. You mix a little Cajun Creole.
Oh, my.
And that has French in it, and then Southern accent with it, and I'm like, holy moly.
Those folks are hard to understand. Yeah.
Well, and we go down there, and they can't understand us.
Yeah, they look at us like, what did you just say?
What was that?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, back to our multi
melting pot.
Melting pot that we have here, you know, Spanish, French, German, you name it, you got it, you know, Svennanoli. You go up there to North Dakota.
Yeah.
And you start talking with cousin Leif up there.
Exactly. Well, and the Norwegians.
Well, exactly.
You know, the Norwegian transmission is shiftless.
We got a bunch of those.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. How about we do just a little bit of cowpoke
poetry?
Oh,
what do you got
now?
For us this
along
week?
The same lines here. Yeah. Uh-huh. This is what happened when the dogs took over the ranch.
The day that the dogs took over the ranch was a day just like the others. They figured they had all the help they needed with all of their sisters and brothers, so they fired all the people and sent them away, and divvied the chores between dogs, each of them having at least some expertise in caring for cattle and hogs. The border collie was voted the foreman, the Aussie was next in command, and barked out orders to the rest of the pack, "Oi, muster the doggies at hand!" "Aye, get off your bahoochies," snapped a Sheltie. The Kelpie yelped, "Good on you, mate." No one could understand the Catahoula as he sat there blocking the gate. An English sheepdog woofed, "I'll watch the woolies. For this purpose, I've been tutored." The heeler howled, "I'll take care of the Sheilas," even though he had been neutered. And they did just fine for a while on the ranch. Everything seemed hunky-dory. Till one day a snotty Scotty Terrier marked another's territory. Then they all began to bark more and wag less. And it came to a fever pitch when the dachshund was fired the day after he called the boss's sister a bitch. The Pyrenees chased off the coyote cousins for eating some of the chickens. The Labradoodle phoned the SPCA, and from there the plot only thickens. 'Cause someone made fun of the Shih Tzu's haircut and called him a mop with 4 feet. Then they all had to take some workplace training and learn how to be more discreet. It all fell apart when the Chihuahua got stuck trying to clear a blocked rumen. "Ah, bloody hell," snapped an indigent corgi. "We're in dire need of a human." The collie growled, "Let's not be too hasty, chaps. I'm not sure that we need those bums. I think a chimpanzee will do in a pinch. All we really need are some thumbs."
Well, you never knew that dogs had accents either, did you? Just listen to them bark.
This guy. Yeah, right. Yeah, uh-huh.
How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, this is a classic.
All right. Yeah. We had a request.
That's right. We did.
Yeah. Fred Shoddy said, "Hey, I want you to play a Gordon Lightfoot song."
Right.
In honor of him passing away.
And who knew?
And it is?
Marty Robbins.
Singing.
A Ribbon of Darkness.
Very nice.
Ribbon of darkness over me, since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before. Ribbon of darkness over me. Clouds are gathering over my head that chill the day and hide the sun that shroud the night when day is done. Ribbon of darkness over me. Rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow, my love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young as spring, where flowers did bloom and birds would sing. Ribbon of darkness over me. In this cold room lying, wanna see no one but you. Lord, I wish I could be dying to forget you. How I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me. Come on back and take away ribbon of darkness over me.
Boy, I tell you, that boy was a songwriter, wasn't he? You darn right.
Pretty good.
And
pretty
Marty
good.
Robbins sings it just
he
right.
He did him justice.
Well, we're
sure.
Talking about regional lingo, mm-hmm. And we need to ditch out to a cowmercial. And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Hey, if you need to know what's going on in the equine world, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Wrangler. The Wrangler has been serving the equine and rodeo industry for over 34 years. Enjoy reading featured stories about people you know. Subscribe today or read online for free by visiting thewrangler.com. And follow The Wrangler on Facebook for up-to-the-minute news of everything in the equine world.